I remember, folks, it was back in March, and I remember reporting a little snippet on this. I didn't say too much about it because it was one of those closed-door, behind-the-scenes special meetings that they didn't tell you anything about, okay? So I remember reporting on it, and I said a little bit about it, but I didn't really get into the drift or the gist of what was happening there until today, okay? Because it has now crossed my desk. Actually, it's crossed my computer screen, but it has now surfaced because of some of our congressmen who have a conscience, okay, the ones that have a conscience, that have a heart, that have some semblance of humanity, were so horrified what they saw or what they heard at this particular meeting that the information has now been leaked. And what information am I speaking of? Well, I'm going to share that with you. This is posted by Endglass, okay? The secret meeting of Congress discusses imminent martial law. And this is by B.A. Brooks. It's the United American Freedom Foundation. When am I speaking? I'm speaking about a secret closed-door meeting that took place March 13th of this year of the United States House of Representatives in Washington. And I remember reporting on this, folks. I couldn't tell you anything because there was nothing to tell. But it's interesting to note that in the history of the United States, that this secret closed-door meeting was only the fourth time in the history of this country that such a meeting was held by the House of Representatives. Now, when we get back after the break, I'm going to go into a little bit about this meeting, and I'm going to tell you what was revealed. So stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Midwest. We'll be back in three. Even though representatives are sworn to secrecy by House Rules Number 17, some of the members, probably very few, I might add, were so shocked, so horrified, so furious and concerned about the future of America by what was revealed to them inside the secret meeting. Well, folks, they have started to leak this secret information to independent news agencies around the world. The mass media said almost nothing, which is not a surprise, about the secret meeting of the House, mentioning only one of the items that was being discussed, the new surveillance techniques that are going to be used by the U.S. government to watch all of us, all American citizens. The story was first released in a newspaper out of Brisbane, Australia, curiously enough, revealing the contents of the secret U.S. government meeting and plans for America, including all of its citizens. Yes, folks, us. Shortly thereafter, David J. Meyer from the Last Trumpet Ministries found it, and he made it more available for the world to see. Now, hold on to your seats, folks, because this is what has been revealed about that meeting. Number one, and this is not something, as I go through these with you, some of this is not going to come as any surprise to you, the awakened citizens, okay? But remember now that this is being told to all of the members of Congress, because some of them, obviously, are as dumbed down and mind-numbed as some of our fellow neighbors that are watching Dancing with the Stars and drinking their Pepsi when they get home from work at night. So here's what was revealed. Number one, the imminent, and I don't say possible here, I say the imminent collapse of the United States economy to occur sometime in late 2008. Now, for those of you who listen to Bob Chapman on Tuesdays, or you've talked to Robbie Noel, or you've had any conversations, or listened intently to John Stadtmiller's show, or if you go into kitco.com or watch not a secret to anybody. This has been going on for quite some time, but it's been escalating of late. And then, of course, we have the CDOs, we have the hedge funds, we have the Bear Stearns debacle, we have these members that are these fall guys that are being arrested for it, similar to the Enron scandal. And they're going to turn around and blame somebody for it. But the fact is that, according to this meeting, the imminent collapse of the United States economy to occur sometime in late 2008. All the more reason why Ron Paul should be getting the nomination for the election, because it doesn't make any difference whether it's Obama or McCain. This is what's going to face him. But That being said, okay, the next one is the imminent collapse of the United States government finances sometime around mid-2009. Okay, so let's not, I mean, you know, we can rule out the infrastructure inside this country falling apart because the lapdog Congress, including the Democrats, continue to keep allotting more and more money for this occupation of Iraq, which is a waste of $2 billion a week at the expense of all of the programs that they have initiated throughout the history of this country, whether it be for schools or welfare or whatever it is, okay, or roads, or everything is going to waste. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket because of this occupation, this insane occupation. Next one, number three, the possibility of civil war inside the United States as a result of the collapse. Now, what are they talking about here? They're talking about rioting. Are they talking about food rioting? Well, we could put that on the list of possibilities, as I spoke with you just a few minutes ago about, you know, I wonder, as I looked at this receipt, as I spoke about earlier in the show, where they're sending a warning out right out of a mainstream multi-state grocery store talking about the food that they sold to us most likely or is contaminated with these specific dates on it, and to give it back. And one of the things that went through my mind is, what is the average ignorant American doing when they look at this? Do they have a clue what's going on here? And my mind tells me probably not. Okay, but that was number three, the possibility of a civil war inside the United States as a result of the collapse. Now remember, folks, they are telling this to our congressional members. And there was a very few of them, who were shocked, horrified, furious, and concerned enough, which means they had conscience enough to leak this story. But listen to number four, because this is what really, really disturbs me, folks. And as my listening audience knows, you know this has already happened to me, to my family, because my family no longer lives in this country. I'm not talking about my original biological family. Yes, they still live here, but I'm talking about my wife of 4 years that I married back in 2004, who we have had to extricate from this country. But here's one that's very, very serious. Number four, the advance, and I emphasize advance, roundups of insurgent U.S. citizens that are likely to move against the government. Now, what does that mean? Likely to move against the government. How do they define move? Are they talking about taking up arms? I wonder. Are they talking about moving by intellectually vocalizing our dissent towards their policies? What specifically are they talking about when they say likely to move? And then, of course, number five, it goes on to say the detention of those rounded up at the Rex 84 camps constructed throughout the United States. That's number five. Number six, the possibility of public retaliation against members of Congress for the collapses. Well, now let me... And I want to emphasize, if I were to move against the government for a collapse of our economy, for public retaliation against members of Congress for the collapse, you know who would be in my sights for something like that? If I were, I'm not going to, folks, I want to clarify, but if I were, Nancy Pelosi would be right there on the top, because I remember her campaigning for her position, her congressional seat back in the early 2006, talking about George Bush, he needs to be impeached, we need to stop this Iraq war. And once she got elected, all that was off the table. And yet we've had the one, you know, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who's put forth these impeachment articles both towards Cheney and Bush, and Nancy Pelosi has swept him under the rug. Can you say bought off and compromised? I can. Let's see, that was number six, I believe. Okay. The location. Now they are telling our Congress critters about the location of safe facilities for members of Congress and their families to reside during this massive civil unrest. So they're giving them a place to go. They're telling them that there's going to be the possibility of public retaliation against members of Congress for the collapses, and they're giving them the location of safe facilities for members of Congress and their families to reside during this massive civil unrest. And of course, then they go on to tell them the necessary and unavoidable merger of the United States with Canada and Mexico, establishing the North American Union. See, so this is